Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
That's a good question. I think it was 95677 when I made the purchase, but I'm not sure.
You said that was 95677?
Or 95747. Try 95747.
What's the first and last name on the account?
Peter Lewis.
Okay, will it be in or under any other name or zip code?
Not to my knowledge. I've got a bill here, and I was, what do you guys sell? I don't even know. I don't know what this is.
Well, we sell over 1,000 different products online.
So you sell online products. Okay. Well, how about, so you don't have a Peter Lewis 95747?
No, sir.
Or Peter Lewis 95677?
No, sir. Do you have your order ID number?
I don't. I just have a charge for $56.95, and I don't know what it's for, and I'd like to know what it's for. That's all.
Okay, do you have the first six and last four of the card that was charged?
Yeah. Stand by. The last 4-3-6-7-6.
Okay, and the first six?
First six are 1-8-3-6-7-6.
Okay, and the first six?
410039.
Can I first see the account? Can you verify your shipping address?
Should be 3175 Silky Oak Drive. Roseville, California, 95747.
And you have another address?
Nope. So that's what concerns me. So somebody did get my card. Okay. Well.
Okay.
No other address.
That's the only address you use. Do you have an address that you might have used in Rockland, California?
4710 Sweeney Circle.
Okay.
Rockland.
One moment. I've located an account for you with that information, a Tackleback and the Factory Direct Savings Club membership. Looks like the Tackleback was ordered on August the 19th. You had to pay the shipping and handling to receive it. Looks like someone also automatically signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, where they give you 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep being a member. And being a member, $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. You'll receive that $125 gift card each month you're enrolled as a member, and it's $56.95 a month. Now, are you stating that you never placed order on August 19th?
That is correct. That is correct. Never placed it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and get your account canceled and get your transfer over to our fraud department. One moment.
Thank you.
You're not even keeping track either. You want me to fight, you're getting a fight, something over and over. You don't want me to check on you, but yet you're happy I am. How awful for me.
Good thing we canceled the cards.
You know, I hate doing these the same thing every month for me. It's redundant. You think it's funny?
No, I don't, Chris. I'm on hold right now.
Okay, I have your call ready to transfer over to our fraud department. I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night.